You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
Great, how are you?
Hey, we're here 2 weeks in a row together.
I know, so I was thinking it's been so long it seems that, yeah, no, two weeks in a row.
I think we're going to have a little bit of a run. Our guest today is... I always want to call you Edward Jones. Is that bad?
If I get known for that one, I take it. I answer to many names. That's a very nice way. Some of the names I get to.
Best thing he's been called all day.
Yes. Our guest is Joel Schneider with Edward Jones Investments. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back, I should say.
You know, this is the first time I actually get both of you at the same time. Of all the times I've had the opportunity to come here.
Nancy's always
gone. I was thinking that, and actually before that we started the show, I said to Brian, I almost was thinking it was the wrong day. You're lucky I'm here.
I feel honored then.
So, because I was actually thinking about canceling and saying, I have to be in Indianapolis. But I didn't. So, yes, I know. I've interviewed you alone. Brian has interviewed you alone several times because I've been gone on the time. Mm. Well, I can tell you why. We always interview you about the same time of year, every year. And I'll tell you, today is my mom's birthday, and that's why I'm usually gone. I'm usually in
warmer climates.
Exactly, for my mom's birthday. So that is why I you know the secret as to why I'm not here.
It's like Paul Harvey.
So happy birthday, Mom. Exactly. So let's talk about Joel. Actually, let's talk about Edward Jones Investments. So tell us a little bit about Edward Jones and why you are one of the best Edward Jones investment agents.
Well, that's a great question. What we feel is that Edward Jones, give you that little PR part. No, I love what we get to do. At Edward Jones, we get to take care of both locally and nationally, the families, the individuals, and the local businesses. We give a pretty honest assessment. What people hear in the news is all the negativity. It's that Wall Street versus Main Street. I like to think that we are the Main Street folks. We live in the community. So we have the umbrella as far as a national coverage where you have 14,000 advisors that cover every single state, including in Canada. But what we really specialize in is that we live in the communities that we support. So you have that grassroots local business flavor. Mm-hmm. I care about our folks. It's one of those things when they walk in, you're not showing ID. We know them intimately well. We know their families. We know their children, their grandchildren. We know the ups and downs of their lives. And that's what I really enjoy the most of. And hopefully our clients feel the same way, is that that's what they appreciate. As Edward Jones is quickly climbing up the ranks, we're the fifth largest broker-dealer out there. We will be overtaking number four, I would imagine, within the next 12 to 18 months.
Wow.
So we are not a small fish, to say the least.
Mm-mm. Well, I was going to say, and there are several Edward Jones franchises. Is that what you call offices. The different offices?
I would say offices in both of Monroe County and the greater area.
Because I was going to say, because I know they're, you know, I feel like I drive by one all the time.
There's a lot of name recognition with that.
Yeah.
And the name branding. And to Edward Jones's credit, if you really take a look, they have done a wonderful job of stepping up the national advertisements. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And their central themes, they are extremely well done. When I see the commercials, they have this little jingle, and I get little goosebumps as far as the music it hits. But the neat thing about it is...
I think it's just because you're with them.
Maybe I drink the Kool-Aid. Yeah. But what I like about it is my kids even get, hey, Daddy, look, they're... Edward Jones is on. So it's one of those parts that we really have over the last 5 years in particular. Well, I would say even since the Great Recession, Jones has done a much more visible job of being in the mainstream, of being out there. The part that I like about it is, again, the uniqueness of being a partnership. We have never been in front of Congress, never had that finger pointing at you saying, what are you doing wrong? And it's not a knock, but it's a true fact that there were certain agencies and institutions that were definitely one of the major culprits. And one of the reasons why there's that perception and issue about when it comes to financial services. So we would like to think in our viewpoints of what we do for our clientele that we don't fall into that same category.
Yeah, that makes... Well, I mean, that's huge.
It's a huge trust.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a trustworthy name.
Absolutely. And you guys are both in relationship businesses. So, you know, it's all about the relationship.
Absolutely.
If we can't develop it, the X's and O's, the good thing about where we live in Bloomington on the competencies, people will find the technicals, the X's and O's. They will find someone that they can do that. What it really comes down to is, do you have someone that you truly believe has your best interest?
Right.
Do you believe that they will do the right thing for you, that they care about you? That's what I think is really the distinguishing mark between us and whether we talk about nationally or even locally.
Right.
I think that really makes a hallmark. And then for Monroe County, you know, in my situation, we get an opportunity to bring in a partner of mine. So we're going to have 9 financial advisors in the very near future here. We'll have a 9th office over the next year.
Wow.
So this young man, Michael Bubalo, is going to be coming. In fact, he'll be at the upcoming home show with me on Saturday and Sunday. So he has an opportunity for us to further our identity and to serve even more clients very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that home show is today on Sunday. So it'll be later this afternoon when he will be there with you.
He'll be there, so look for him.
Yeah, absolutely. That is awesome. Well, I'm glad you said that because I wanted to talk about how, you know, why does a financial advisor go to the home show? I mean, that's not something you typically see, but you've been there for, is this your 4th or 5th year now?
I think it's 5 years.
Yeah.
And for that reason. Nobody else that does what I
think it's so smart. I gotta say, I'm not gonna lie. I was one of the first. I was one of the people that was there that recruited him to be there and say, you know. But I think that's awesome that you. Because we didn't have any.
And my wife always kids and teases me that I can be a chatty Cathy, which is true. Because my favorite part of my job is talking with people.
Right.
And so out there, yeah, you know, people kind of aren't expecting you to be there.
No.
They're out there for good ideas, but these are the type of clientele that we want to serve. They fall into our kind of our wheelhouse. These are individuals that are professionals generally. They're looking for improvement. They're homeowners. They're going to be stable families, growing families, or nearing retirement, or are retired. So these are different aspects that we can certainly serve. And there's no competition. So you do stand out. Yeah. And I have little cheesy lines that I use and people will hear over and over. And usually sometimes you get a little grin and they walk on by. But at the same time, it has been a powerful opportunity for us to talk and get a hold of people going, you know what? Especially right now with the way the market's been a little bit squirrely, people are more apt to want to talk, to get a second opinion. And what we tell people, the only cost of having a conversation is your time. But what we want to make sure, the old adage, time's money, we want to make sure it's well spent. And by the time you walk out, the whole point is, have you been empowered? Is there something right away that we can do to talk that you can help yourself in a positive way and implement immediately? So the home show is a great launching pad for that for us.
Well, and I think you do a great job of engaging people, and you're not one of the people that sits behind the booth and doesn't look up, and you are standing there the whole time and talking to people and handing them a pad of paper or bookmark.
Are you saying I'm not afraid to make a fool of myself?
No,
is that
what
it is?
You don't dress up like a banana or anything, so that's good. But I've put an idea in his head.
Exactly.
He might.
It's like you don't have a mascot. It could be worse.
I know. You are the mascot.
Yeah,
right.
I am the mascot, yes.
It's Edward Jones. Go to the home show and meet Edward Jones.
Yeah, exactly. Meet Edward Jones.
Or Joel Snyder.
Yeah. Either or. I'll answer to either one. Doesn't matter to me.
Or Michael, the new
guy.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Exactly.
They'll be all confused
that poor
now.
Guy. He's got some shoes to fill.
He can pretend he's you. He's trade names.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Joel Snyder with Edward Jones Investments.